Well, let me introduce to McCafe two other friends. Now, we had all week lots and lots of guests who I knew in my role as the early church Peter. But if I take off my early church fisherman's hat, authenticated by all the best archaeologists, and leave my curate of St. Mary's hat on, these are my friends from this church here today, 2,000 years later. Could you say a little bit about who you are and where you're from?
I'm Helen Vaughn, and I'm from North Carolina.
And I'm Ellis Vaughn, and I'm also from North Carolina, and you can probably tell by our accents that we're from the south of the U.S.
So is that somewhere near Israel, is that right? Yeah, we're going to abandon that ploy for the moment. So, Helen and Ellis, you are here today as we start our summer season of thinking about some of the charities and mission organizations that people from St. Mary's are involved with or support. And you are from an organization called Teach Beyond, is that right? What is Teach Beyond? Could you give us a little bit of an overview?
I'd be happy to. Teach Beyond is a mission organization. We have missionaries serving. We call them members because sometimes they're in what we call creative access countries. We have over 550 that are in service at this time, working in over 50 countries in the world. Wherever there is a teacher and a learner, Teach Beyond can partner with that institution. We're always invited in. We never force ourselves in. We don't proselytize. And we use transformational education. I have to say that Teach Beyond is a house of hope. And Teach Beyond is filled with life. And Teach Beyond is full of faith. And Teach Beyond, we are loved. At Teach Beyond, we tell the world. And at Teach Beyond, there's good news. Does that sound familiar? Much like Rocky's Place.
That's very impressive, the fact that you got it just from that one song already. We sang that all week, and you just nailed it like that, Ellis. That's obviously why you're involved in LEAD. So you used the phrase, Teach Beyond involved in transformational education. Perhaps you could say something about that.
I could say something all day about it. We use the term transformational education, and we have whole institutes trying to understand what that means. But to be simple, I'll try to be simple, and just say when we talk about transformational education, we are realizing that we're all made as spiritual beings. And as we respond to God and receive the indwelling Holy Spirit, we become changed. We become transformed. And it changes our worldview. It changes our values. It changes what we worship or who we worship. And it changes our behavior. This isn't an external process, and that's kind of where we're different. Sometimes as parents and sometimes as teachers, we try to externally make Christianity more like a moral code or like a tradition. And we believe that Jesus has something to, a lot to say about how we live, and the traditions are beautiful. But we're really focusing on the work of the Holy Spirit internally as we have been given. And so we call it incarnational teaching. And we spend a lot of time in reading and struggling, to be honest, with what that incarnational teaching looks like. That's as simple as I can make it.
That's very good. I love that. That sounds exactly like what was happening in that early church as well. The fact that God gave his Holy Spirit and it changed people and it changed lives. And so your teaching's about that changing lives as well. Now, you did mention that you're both from South Carolina.
North.
Really, really important when you do these interviews that you listen very carefully to the answers that are given. I'm so sorry. Let's try that again. So you say you're from North Carolina. Let's pretend that never happened. Edit that bit from your heads. You're from North Carolina. We're here in Horsham in West Sussex. and Teach Beyond works around the world. So, I love Horsham, but why are you in Horsham?
I love Horsham too.
Oh, who wouldn't love Horsham, right? We are a global organization. So as we have grown, we identified the need that we would need to be in the center of time. And we also needed to be in a place where we could access good airports for travel into Asia and Europe and into Africa. And we also have schools in South America. So we went on a search for a global center as we were reaching that critical size. And, of course, Heathrow and Gatwick are both international airports located in the south of England. We wanted English in case we had families come and would need to educate their children. And we can also, on Skype, talk with members in China and admin staff in the western part of the U.S. and Canada all in one day. So being in the south of England was a critical choice. Then, from there, which town? Who wouldn't want to live in Horsham? It is just beautiful. So we're glad to be here.
Playing to the home crowd, I like it. Very good. So what exactly are your roles within Teach Beyond? Do you travel out? Do you teach yourselves? How does it work? What's your actual roles?
I am Global Director of School Services, and that's a lot of words to say. I spin a lot of plates.
Helen's being short there, but she assists schools all over the world with school services. My role is the registrar of the organization, and I field new requests for partnerships as they come in, gather as much information as I can, and pass that to regional directors. We work on determining if partnerships are mutually beneficial, and if they are, we reach a formal agreement to work with a school. And my role stops at that point. And then Helen's role picks up.
Fantastic. So two final questions to end with, if I may. Firstly, how can we, as the wider congregation of St. Mary's, support, get involved with Teach Beyond? How can we pray for you? That's the first question, and that's a biggie. But secondly, and bearing in mind sort of what we've been doing in the Holiday Club all this week, we've been talking about lives that are being transformed and the difference that made to the whole world, and how those first Christians they changed the world, and they grew from a group of 12 of them to being, you know, 3,000, then 5,000, and then spreading. How does Teach Beyond impact the world for Christ?
Well, allow me an illustration, if I may. You see this beautiful window behind me. From the outside, it is a nice window, and it is part of the integral structure of the building. And you look at it and say, gee, that's nice. It's really good architecture. But when you come inside and you see the sun shining through this window, it has been transformed, hasn't it? This is the way that we think of transformational education. But it's not the S-U-N that transforms. It's the S-O-N that transforms. It's the sun that transforms. So how can you partner with us? How can you do that most effectively, I think, is in praying for our work. We need teachers. We have 550 in the field. We could put 550 more in the field tomorrow. So become recruiters for us. As you hear of people who are working in education, let them know about us. And hopefully through that, we will be able to impact the world, just like transformation in this window.
Actually, St. Mary's is already supporting our work and prayer. Our small group and some of the membership at large pray for us. and have graciously allowed us to use the barn when we have people come in from all over the world for our meetings. Our office is underwhelming in terms of the number of people who can work out of there. And we would love to see as much involvement as God directs you to. There's one area in addition to recruiting teachers, and that is we have language camps. And Teach Beyond has camps all over the world. And what they do is they have one church, and it partners with a church all over the world. And each year, they'd send a group of people who Teach Beyond comes in and trains for a few days and how to run an English language camp. Now, we'll forgive your accents. And they can learn to speak in the beautiful British English. But and what happens is year in and year out, as St. Mary's would partner with this church, some beautiful relationships grow. But it's one of the things I love about Teach Beyond is there's quite an emphasis on our own transformation and our own growth. And it's amazing that going to another country and serving in the name of Jesus, it changes us as well as the people that we enter into relationship with. So I would challenge St. Mary's to consider doing a language camp. Becky Hansberger is with us today, and she is with Teach Beyond. And she is always looking at educators to help her. She runs the training of teachers. And even though Horsham houses Teach Beyond Global, Teach Beyond UK is out of Lancaster. Did I say that? Lancaster in the northern part. And that is the area that would recruit not just teachers, head teachers, facility managers, guidance counselors, IT professionals. We just need seminary professors, swimming coaches. We have a swimming school in Vietnam. We need people who love Christ and embrace transformational education to go all over the world.
Wonderful. I think that sounds, it sounds glorious, this picture of what God's doing in the world that he's been doing ever since. And he transformed from the early church, and look what it is now. We're part of that global thing.
I forgot to say, there's a bulletin board in the very back, directly in the back. It has a blue background. And on it are some specific ways that we've mentioned. And it's how to get our prayer letter, you know, sending us your email address. We need financial support. That's how to do that. There are the camps. There are just different resources back there.
Lovely. And you're going to be hanging around after the service over coffee as well. So if you want to find out any more, do speak to Helen Ellis. In a second, we're going to pray all together as a church. And the maitre d' and Miss Tagliatelle are going to explain a bit more about that. But can I pray for you two now? Specifically, let's pray. Lord God, thank you for Helen and Ellis, and thank you for Teach Beyond. Thank you for each and every life which that organization impacts. Thank you for the way that you are changing lives. We want to ask you to bless them now and to bless their whole organization, that they may continue to do that, they may grow, and that more and more people may come into the fullness of life that you call each one of us to. And we pray this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Helen and Ellis. Should we give them a round of applause for coming and being part of the Holiday Club scene? Thank you.